Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Sota Daf Chav Ches. We are holding on Daf Chav Zayinam Beis. We're at the beginning of the Gemara on Chav Zayinam Beis. Today's shir is sponsored by Dr. David Landerer in honor of his wife and children, and Lila Nishmas' mother, called Basimcha Ala Shalom. It's also sponsored by Avishai Elishev Newman in honor of all of us, in honor of the whole shul. It's also sponsored by Daniel Goldstein in memory of his father, Ivan Goldstein, Yitzchak Leib, and Mordechai Halevi on his 8th yard site, which is Monday. He fought in the Battle of the Bulge in World War II and was captured by German forces. His story of survival has been an inspiration to his family and to everyone who was zochet to know him. HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved him at every turn, for which he dedicated his life to building and sustaining Torah institutions in Denver and Yerushalayim. In Hashem, Shav, and Aliyah, we thank all three sponsors very, very much for the sponsorship. So again, we are going to discuss today. First, we're going to talk about which guy is the Mayim Bodek, because the Mishnah was Mechadish, that not only is the Mayim Bodek Osa, it's also Bodek Oso, but who's him? Who's the Mayim Bodek? The husband, the Boel? Then the Gemara is going to discuss how each Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Darshan the Psukim that teach us the effects of the water on the Boel. And then we're going to discuss what we learn from each of the three times the Torah says the word Vinitma'a. What Chiddush is being taught each of the three times that word appears in the Parsha. And then we're going to discuss details of how we use Safek Sota as a model for rules of Safek Tuma in general. We're going to learn the distinction between a Rosh HaSayachid and a Rosh HaSarab, the distinction between a davar sheyesh bo das lishol and a davar sheein bo das lishol, and all of this comes from Sota. We probably won't get to it today, but at the very end of the daf, the Gemara is going to talk how Rabbi Akiva knows that the Sota is Asura l'kohen. That's going to take us already into tomorrow's daf, so we'll probably stop short of that discussion. So let's begin at the Gemara in the beginning of, at the very end of the very last line of the page, on Daf Chav Zayinam Beis. So the Mishnah said that just like the Mayim is Bodek Osa, so too the Mayim is Bodek Oso. But it's difficult to know. What do you mean? Who's him? How do you, pronouns are difficult to parse out in terms of who we're talking about. So says the Gemara, Oso Leman. Who is the Oso? Ilem Lebal. If we're talking about the husband, that the Mayim is Bodek him, if just like it's Bodek her, Bal Mayavid. What did he do? He's not the one that cheated. So what did he do? B'chi Teman. If we're going to say that Di Yispe Avon Batki Le Maya, that if the husband has done an Avera, namely, what Avera could he have done? That he was Boel his own wife after the Kino Yostira, right? Meaning for him to be with somebody else, that's not adultery. A man is allowed to marry multiple women. The only Avera that we could be speaking of that he would have done, which is related over here, is that once there's a Kino Yostira, she becomes Asura to him. Then that's why we're Moslem Shay Tamil Chacham Baderach, to make sure that nothing happens. That's why we learn back on Daf Zayin, to make sure that he's not Boel her. So maybe that's what it's saying, that if after the Kino Yostira, he was Boel her, so he did an Avera also, then the Mayim is going to be Bodek him, and he's going to fall apart as well. He's going to implode as well, because he was Boel his wife. Be'isir? Well, that doesn't make sense, because Ki Ispe Avon B'didei Mi Batkila Mayim L'dida. If he had been Boel her on the way, or after the Kino Yostira, the water wouldn't even be Bodek her, let alone him. So it can't be that the Mishnah is telling me that just like the Mayim is Bodek her, it's Bodek him, means if he slept with her on the way, because had he done that, the water wouldn't even be Bodek her. How do I know that? Vatanya, we have a brisa that tells us, V'nika ha'ish me'avon v'ishai tisa es avona. So we learn from there, from that bizman sha'ish menuka me'avon, that if the husband was menuka me'avon, meaning he was not Boel his wife after the kinui and stira, so then we're going to say, ha'ishai tisa es avona, then ha'mayim botu es ishto, then the water is going to have an impact on her. But eino ish menuka me'avon, but if the man is not innocent from this avera of being with her after the kinui and stira, the Mayim is not going to be Bodek the woman. So you can't say that Oso, that the Mishnah is talking about, is referring to the husband. Because the Mashmah, so the Mishnah is that the Mayim is going to be Bodek both of them simultaneously. So it can't be that it's talking about the husband, because the only thing the husband could have done wrong would be something that would prevent the water from being Bodek her. So you would never have a situation where it's being Bodek her and him simultaneously. Even the Hava Amina is difficult to understand. L'chora, The Achronim point out, why would he be punished with the same punishment that she has? She committed adultery, and he committed an isrlav, that there's a los hasei, that he's not allowed to be both, but it's not the same level. So in the Sefer Mechol HaKerem, he suggests that the Hava Mina is, what was the Gemara's Hava Mina? Sometimes you have to learn up a Hava Mina also. As Rabbi Chaim Velazhner writes, that when the Gemara says, V'alo lo yibel, the Gemara in Sukkah says, that av sichas chulun shol tamid cham tshrichon limud, he says, what kind of sichas chulun? Tamid cham doesn't speak sichas chulun. He says, it means Hava Minas, that sometimes they come up with the Hava Mina, and then there's a maskana, so you need to understand what the thinking was in the Hava Mina as well. So the Mechol HaKerem, he suggests that the Gemara's Svara in the Hava Mina was that the Mishnah meant to say that just like the Mayim is Bodek Osa and not Oso when he's Menuka Me'avon, so too if he's not Menuka Me'avon, it's Bodek Oso Velo Osa, because since the Mayim is not being Bodek her, because on his account, the only reason it's not being Bodek her is because he is not Menuka Me'avon, it turns out that he's causing a Shvua Sheker Bechinam. So therefore we punish him with the punishment that belongs to her, because sometimes that we find that by Rishayim, there in the mishpacha where people are nishpal shaker, that they get punished with the same onesh as the rest of their family. That's what Gemara Shavuos Daf Lametes says, that a person takes a shvua shaker, not only are they punished, but their whole family is punished. Well, what did the family do? Yeah, but if the family is participants in this, the family has something to do with it, so they're also considered to be in violation of that. So now it becomes a much more serious affair. Not only the lav, but it's also the shvua shaker, the amen, that he made her say that whole that'll shvua. So that's the Hava Amina, perhaps. But anyway, it's not a maskana. The Gemara makes it very clear. It can't be talking about the Baal. So who's Oso? There's only one other guy in the picture. Ve'ela LaBoel. It must be talking about the Boel that she had yichud with. That when they're guilty, not only is she going to implode, but the Boel's going to implode as she drinks the water. So listen, why doesn't it just say that? Just say the word Boel. We're not afraid to use the word Boel. We use the word Boel in the Seifa when we say that just like she becomes Asura to her husband with the Kinui and Sira, she also becomes Asura to the Boel with the Kinui and Sira, to the point that, to the effect that if the husband were to at that point divorce her or die, she would not be allowed to marry the Boel. So we use the word Boel. So it says Mar Liolam the Boel. No, the beginning of the Mishnah is talking about the Boel. We just don't use the word Boel. Why not? Veresha Aidi Ditana Osa Tani Oso. Because in the Resha, we try to keep it parallel. We try to keep the Lashonos of the Mishnah flowing in a way that fits naturally. So since it talks about the Mayim Bodeik Osa, so the word we use for the Boel is Oso. But Seifa, Tani Baal, Tana Boel. But in the Seifa, since we use the word Baal, when we describe who she's Asura to, so we use the term Boel as well to describe him. So but both parts of the Mishnah are in fact talking about the Boel. So when she drinks the Mesota, if she's guilty, she'll implode and he'll implode as well. This in the Panini Halacha section of the Masifta, they point out over here from the Sefer, the author of the Ahavas Shalom, that the minhag to drink alechayim and to say all sorts of brachas for Yeshua and Refuah when you say alechayim has a basis in our sugya, because it says k'shem shamayim bot k'nosa kach bot k'nosa. So it turns out that she's the one drinking the mayim, and he's also going to be punished if he did an avera. So you see that the shtia of one person can have an effect on the other person. So kol shkein b'midat tovu, which is merubah b'midas pranos. If one of them is shosa, it could be mashpia on the other person for Yeshua and Refua. So that's why they say l'chaim for somebody. What is my drinking? I have to do the l'chaim for you. That apparently one person drinks, it could have an impact on the other person as well. That's not the real reason. Now, in Tikkuni Zohar, it says that the Minig Yisrael Torah, that at the time that we drink wine, each person that we're mevarich each other l'chaim, and the other one responds l'chaim tovim l'shalom. He says to be mesakin the chet of Adam Arishon, that he brought misa liolam through drinking yayin, and therefore when we drink wine, we're kedash shel Torah. We drink wine appropriately, so we make a bracha that it should be l'chaim tovim l'shalom, that it should be for good things and not for what brought misa liolam. Because one of the opinions of what the Eitz Hadas was that it was a grapevine, was that they actually drank wine at the Eitz Hadas. The Bach in Or Chaim Simkovay and Dalid writes in the name of the Marshal that when they were done Dine Nefashos, they would give the guy Yayin because Tenu Shechar La'ovid V'Yayin L'mari Nefesh. So, and they'd also be Mashke Yayin to Avelim. The Gemara tells us in a few places in Ksubas and in the Erevin, Lo Nivri Yayin Elo L'Nachim Bo Avelim. It used to be that in the base of Eldi, there was initially a Takana that they would have 10 kosos of Yayin, but that didn't work out so well, so they stopped doing that. But the idea was that Yayin was created for the sense of Nichem Avelim. So we, when we drink wine, since we may have negative associations with the wine of what it can do, that is when a person's Chayav Misa, you give a person wine. When it's Nichem Avelim, a person drinks wine. So we always say, no, this is L'chaim V'lo L'mavas. That's what Maram Metz writes, that the Yayin brings Klal L'olam like it did be May Noach, so we say L'chaim. Meaning essentially, when one says L'chaim, it's an acknowledgement of what wine can do, right? That's what the Gemara had said here, Mesecha Sota, that Kolorosa Sota B'Kulkula and Daf Beis, Yazra Atzma Min HaYayin, that's the Smichus of Nazir Sota, that we see that wine is what leads to all of this, to these kinds of averos. That's what when we tell her on the Daf Zayin we had, right, that we tell her, we understand why you did what you did, why you behaved, or Daf Ches, something like that. We said to her, we understand why you did what you did. Because harbe yayin oseh, there's a lot that wine can do to a person, and that's why that's why we understand where you're coming from. So that's why it's an acknowledgement. The pasha is not that it's based on what our Gemara is saying, that one person's drinking affects the other person. It's an acknowledgement of just how dangerous wine can be, and therefore when we drink alcohol, they say l'chaim, that we should it's like a bracha to each other, that we should know how to do this in the proper way, in the responsible way, kedash shel Torah. Okay, but anyway, back in the Gemara now. So Shnemar uva'u uva'u. So the Mishnah says Rabbi Kiva darshins that the mayim is bodek the boel because it says uva'u uva'u. So what's the drasha exactly? Ibayilu ba'u uva'u kamar. Oh, uva'u, uva'u ka'amar. Is he darshaning the extra vav? That it says ba'u, and that's one drasha, and then, and it says a vav, uva'u, so that's the extra drasha, or is it the repeat of the word that he says? It's not the extra vav that he's darshaning. It's that in Parsha Sota, it says the word uva'u three times. It says uva'u ha'mayim ha'marim e'le b'me'ech. It says uva'u va' ha'mayim ha'marim l'marim, and it says uva'u va' ha'mayim ha'marim l'marim another time, a few psukim later. So from two of them, Rabbi Kiva is darshaning that just like the mayim is bodek, the woman who had stira, so too the mayim is bodek, the man. Now, l'chora, the lashon of the Mishnah should give it away. Because if we're darshaning an extra vav, like let's say you're darshaning a word plus the vav at the beginning. So the way the Mishnah will always say it is, it will say the word, and then it will say the word with the vav, right? It should have said ba'u, uva'u. And that would be an indication that we're darshaning the word plus the vav. If it says uva'u, uva'u, so then you know we're not just darshaning the extra vav. Then you know we're darshaning the repeat of the word. So the Mincha Sota, he explains, yeah, that's the Gemara Safek, is what the Girsa should be in the Mishnah. I mean, that's part of the Safek. Obviously, it's going to have an impact on the Girsa of the Mishnah. Either the Girsa of the Mishnah is going to be ba'u, uva'u, or it's going to be uva'u, uva'u. So that's the Safek. So says Gemara Tashema, let's derive from another drasha of Rabbi Akiva that comes up later in the Mishnah, where he says, Shem sha'asur labal kach asur laboel, that just like after Kinu Yisira, she becomes asura to her husband, she also becomes asura to the boel. How do I know? Shnema? Nitma vinitma. So Rabbi Kiva darshins from the pasuk Asher tista isha isha tachas isha vinitma, that the pasuk adds an extra vav at the in on the lashon of tuma to teach me that she's asura not only to the baal but to the boel as well. So it must be, if he's being consistent, that it's the extra vav in the word vinitma, it must be the extra vav in the word uva'u that we're darshaning, and not the entire extra not an entire extra word but just the extra vav. So says Gemara, yeah, but how do you know that one is about the extra vav? Vadayin tibay nitma nitma kamar
O nitma vinitma ka'amar. Meaning, what's the drasha over there? Meaning, we have the same shaila about the girsa over there. Should the girsa at the end of the Mishnah, barech lebal, barech lebal, be that we just say the same word twice, vinitma vinitma, or should it be nitma'a plus the vav of vinitma'a? So we're just extending the question. We're not really resolving the question. So Tashma says, Gemara, let's bring a raya from the opinion that disagrees with Rabbi Akiva. Midukhtani Seifa, it says in the Seifa of the Mishnah that Rabbi Omer, Rabbi says, no, we're not going to darshan like you just darshan Rabbi Akiva. We're going to darshan a different drasha. Shnei pa'amim amurin b'parsha nitma'a. It says v'nitma. It says it twice in the parsha. It says v'kinei yisishto v'hinitma'a, and it says ashartista isha tachas isha v'nitma'a. So echad lebal, the echad lebal. That's how I know echad lebal, the echad lebal, says Rebbe. It's because it says the word twice, which makes it sound like mechal Rebbe Kiva vavikadarish. The Rebbe Kiva is not darshaning from the fact that it says the word twice. Rebbe Kiva is just darshaning from one time it says the word plus the vav. Ah, so now we see that in the seifa of the Mishnah, Rebbe Kiva is darshaning the extra vav on vinitma'a. So it must be in the resha of the Mishnah, when Rebbe Kiva is darshaning va'u uva'u, it's the extra vav on the beginning of the word uva'u. So, okay, so that solves the issue. Now we have proven that Rebbe Kiva darshans the word uva'u for two drashos, one for the word itself, ba'u, and one for from the extra vav, uva'u. Ooh, if you're going to darshan every extra vav, hilkach Rabbi Kiva shita krai iksivi. It would turn out that according to Rabbi Kiva, if you take every word, every time it says the word uva'u, you make two drushes out of it, one from the word itself and one from the extra vav, it turns out that there are six limudim that we should have about the bedika of the mayim, because it says uva'u by the shtia of the mayim three different times, and there's a vav on every single one of them. So says Gemara, okay, here's what we darshan from each one. Here are the six limudim. Chad, one time it says uva'u by shtia samayim, where it says v'hishka si isha esmei hamarim amarim uva uva hamayim. That's the tzava adida, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mitzava on the mayim, that it should work its magic on the woman. And chad, and the extra vav on that uva'u, is the tzava adidei, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mitzava on the mayim, that it should work its magic on the boel. Then chad, then the second time the word uva'u appears, where it says by the shtia samayim, v'hishka samayim v'aysa im nitma v'atimol mal bi'isha uva uva hamayim. So that's la'asiya dita, that the pasuk is guaranteeing the Jewish people that the water will do what it's supposed to do. So the first one was Hashem telling the water it's got to work its magic. Now this second uva'u is la'asiya dita v'chad la'asiya didei, and the extra vav that Hashem is promising that the water is going to do what it's supposed to do to him as well. So it's a promise to Klal Yisrael that the water is going to have the impact that it was promised to have both on her and on him. The Boel is not going to walk away scot-free if he in fact was Boeled her. And then Chad, the third time he says the word Uva'u by Shtiyas Mayim, where the Pasuk says, Uva'u amayim amar me'ela b'me'ayich litzvos batan v'lan pil yarech. So it's liyadiya dida and v'chad liyadiya didei, that the Pasuk is letting us know that even though the Kohen first mentioned the klala of the yarech, nevertheless, when it actually does its job, when he's mashker the mayim, the bedika and the kilkul is going to go derech knisasan, and the beten is going to fall apart before the thigh falls apart. The stomach is going to be ruined before the thigh. And the reason that the pasuk is letting us know this is that it shouldn't be motzi laz on the mayim amarim, that people are going to say, oh, you know, the kohen had issued the curse that it's going to be limpol yarech latzvos baten, so shouldn't it be in that order? So we let it be known, no, it's going to be in the order of the bias hamayim, that since the water is ingested through the mouth, so even though when we give the klala, we describe the klala in the order the Gemara said way back in Daf Ches, we describe the order of the klala in the order of the maisa iser. So the maisa bia comes from the bottom, starts with the thigh and goes toward the beten. But when it's actually going to happen, we describe how the water goes through the system, and that starts from the beten and goes downward. So we need to account for both of those things. The chad and the extra vav is liyadiya didei, that the pasuk is telling us that the Boel, who's also Nivdak with that water, his Beten is also going to be destroyed before his Yarech, and not like the Lashon of the Shavua, which implies that it's the Yarech first and then the Beten. Now, he's not drinking the water, so it's a Chiddush that the water is going to affect his, but he also wasn't, it wasn't a Yarech and then a Beten in his body. It's just whatever's going to happen to her is going to happen to him. So we describe the curse in the same way, Yarech Tchila and then Beten. And when it actually happens, it goes Beten then Yarech, because the water comes through the system in that way. Okay, so that's how Rabbi Akiva, if he's going to insist on darshaning every Vav, that's how he's going to darshan all three times. It says, Uva'u, V'Rebbe. And Rebbe, who made a big point in our Mishnah to say, no, it's not the extra Vav, it's the extra time the word V'nitma appears. So Tlosa Krayiksivi, he's going to darshan that there are three psukim, Chad L'Tzava, one to tell me that Kodesh Baruch Hu's Mitzava, the Mayim, that it should work its magic, V'Chad L'Asiya, and one to tell me that he's promising the B'nai Yisrael that it will do what it's supposed to do, V'Chad L'Yadiya, and want to let it be known that if the Mayim is Bodek, the order that it's going to be Bodek. So it says Gemara for Rebbe, so Rebbe doesn't darshan the Vav, he just has one general statement, one general word about Tzava'a, one general word about Asiya, one general word about Yediya. Rebbe Akiva was able to say both for him and for her, that the Vav tells me that it not only applies to her, but to him as well. So, V'Rebbe, K'shem Shamayim Bot G'nosa, Kach Bot G'nosa, Minale, where's Rebbe going to know that part? That it's going to equally affect the Boel as well. So, Nafkale, he derives it, Miditanya, from the where it's derived in the following Braisa, that the Pasuk says, Litzbos Beten V'lanpil Yarech. So the Bryce explains, Bitno v'yarecho shel Boel, that it's talking about the Beten and the Yerech of the Boel. So Atomer Bitno v'yarecho shel Boel, or in other Bitno v'yarecho shel Nevelas. How do I know that it's talking about the Boel? Maybe it's talking about the woman, the Nevelas. Because the pasuk already speaks in the feminine when it says vitzavsa bitna v'nafla yirecha. So that's in the feminine. That's we know it's already talking about the nevelas. Ma'ani mekayim, ma'ani mekayim. So what am I going to do with the phrase litzpos beten v'lanpil yarech? Oh, must be bitna v'yirecha shel boel. That's talking about the boel, and the mayim is bodek. The Boel. And once we know that the Boel is Nivdak like she is, so we know that the entire Pasuk is by the Isha would apply to the Boel as well. So I don't need three different Vavs in each step to tell me that the whole thing applies to the Boel, because if he's being Nivdak the same way she's being Nivdakas, then the whole thing is going to apply to him as well. V'idach, and Rabbi Akiva who darshans the extra Vavs in Uvau to tell me that the Mayim is Bodik the Boel, what does he do with the phrase Litzvos Beten V'lan Pil Yarech? Sahu de Modala Kohen de Beten Bresha V'Hadar Yarech Shalolotzilaz Al Mayim Amarim. That's coming to teach me that the Kohen lets her know before he's Mashka her that even though in the Klala that I told you I mentioned the thigh and only then the Beten, nevertheless when it actually happens you should know how it's going to happen. And he makes an announcement, the way it's going to happen is the opposite order of the curse that I gave. It's going to be Beten Bresha and then the Yarech. And the reason he has to make that very clear is that people shouldn't be motzilaz on the Mayim Hamarim, because if Shitaka is guilty and then the Beten falls apart first, people are going to say, the curse didn't come true. And you see that it must not have been because of the Avera, it must just be that this is poison, and when you drink poison, that's what naturally will happen. It's going to affect the Beten and then the Yarech. So that's why he has to make it clear that this is the expectation. And then it will, when it meets the expectation, everyone will realize that the Mayim Hamarim actually worked. V'idach, and Rebbe, who darshans that pasuk to teach me that the Boel is Nivdak just like the Nivelas is Nivdak, so how does he know that where is he going to learn that we let it be known the order that it's going to happen, not to be Motzi Laz on the Mayim Hamarim? So Gemara says, Im Kain, Lichtov Kra Bitna V'Yirecha, Mai Beten V'Yarech, Shema mina lebawel. That it should have just said bitna v'yirecha. Why did it say beten v'yarech? So it must be that it's talking about that he's going to suffer as well. The ema kulilach yuda asa. Also, maybe the pasuk is only telling me that the bawel is nivdak al yidei the mayim. How does Rebbe know that it's telling me the seder of the bedika samayim as well? Because im kain lichtov bitno v'yirecha. If it was only telling me about the fact that it affects him as well, it should have said it in the masculine. It shouldn't have said it just like in this part of way of beten and yarech. It should have said bitno yarecho, his beten, his yarech, my beten v'yarech. Why does it say beten v'yarech? Shema mina tarti. It must be that you could derive both of these ideas from this pasuk. Number one, that it applies to the niveles and the boel, to both of them. And number two, that it's going to happen in a particular order, that we let it be known that it's going to happen in the order of Bet and Tchila, and then the Yarech afterwards, so that it's not going to be Motilaz on the Mayim Marm. So all of that could be derived from the same Pasuk. Period. Now we go weiter. The Mishnah had said, Amar Rabbi Yeshua, Kacha Yedorish Zecharia Ben Akatzav, that Zecharia Ben Akatzav made the Drasha, and Rabbi said that it says Nitma V'Nitma twice in the Parsha, one for the Baal, one for the Boel. So says Gemara Tan Rabban, we have a Brisa that tries to account for the times that it says v'nitma in the parsha. So the Brisa says shalosh pa'amim ha'amurin b'parsha. Three times it says in the parsha im nitma'a, nitma'a, v'nitma'a, lama. Why do I need three different pesukim? One in it says in pasuk chavzayin yudal and chavtas. Right? It says v'haisa im nitma'a. It says v'kine yisishto v'hi nitma'a. And it says asher tista isha tachas isha v'nitma'a. Why do I need three different times to say the word nitma'a? So echad the baal. One is coming to tell me that she's asura to the Baal, that they're not allowed to be together until she drinks the mayim, and we're able to see if she's innocent or guilty. Tosos in Dibra Maskel Ma raises the question, I need a pasuk to tell me that a Safek Isser is Asura Labaila? Of course, she's a Safek Isser, so she's a Safek adulteress, so of course she should be Asura Labaila. So he says that the pasuk is being Mechadesh, that even though there's no Malkus, because it's only a Lav Abam L'chal Asay, and a Lav Abam L'chal Asay has a din like a mitzvah saseh, but before she drinks, she's she's besafek, and it could be that she's tahora, so we treat it like asura bevadai. And if he's boel, he's going to be punished in bezin shalmaila, like someone who's over a chayav aseh, and not like other sveikos, where they're not as chamor as someone who violated an actual chayav aseh. Meaning that the chiddush of the pasuk is that even though the whole isra is built on a safek, we treat this like instead of treating it like a safek lav, we treat it like a vadai aseh, that he's definitely violating this assay that you're not allowed to be bubble your wife when she's in this situation of post kino yustira, pre shtia. And the echad, another lashon of tumah that we have, is telling us that if they get divorced or the guy dies and she never gets to drink the water, that leboel, that she's asura to the boel. And echad litruma, divrei Rabbi Akiva. And then the third is telling me that she's asura to itruma, according to Rabbi Akiva, which we're going to revisit at the end of Amud Beis, but probably again tomorrow we'll revisit it. That isur that Rabbi Akiva has, that she's not allowed to itruma. So I'm Rabbi Yishmael. So Rabbi Yishmael says, I don't need a pasuk to tell me that a sota is not allowed to marry a kohen because kal v'chomer. Umma grusha, the Gemara is going to ask, what do you mean you don't need a pasuk to tell me a sota is not allowed to marry a kohen? Rabbi Kiva never said a word about a kohen. That's going to be the Gemara Nam Beis going to say, what's going on in this conversation? Rabbi Kiva had three nitmas. One is, right, so what did he have? He had nitma echa the ba'al, echa the boel, and echa the truma. Never a word about whether she's pasul the kuhuna. And Rabbi Shmuel says, no, I don't need any of those psukim teach me about kuhuna, about an issue of the kuhuna, because that's obvious. I get that from a kal v'chomer. So the Gemara is going to try to figure out what's going on in this conversation, but let's just read it through. So I'm Rabbi Shmuel, kal v'chomer, umma grusha shemuteres l'truma, asur l'kuhuna, a grusha who's allowed to eat truma, a grusha meaning she's a bas kohen, that was married to Yisrael, and then when she gets divorced, she's allowed to eat truma. That's a pasuk in the Torah. Bas kohen kitia almana ugrusha v'zarein la v'shaval beis aviyah kenura milechem aviyah tochal. That she goes back to eating lechem aviyah, she goes back to eating truma. If she gets divorced, she becomes an almana from her Yisrael husband, as long as she didn't have any children from him. So a grusha is kosher to eat truma, and yet she's a suru lakuna because she's a grusha, zosha, suru betruma. So the sota who had stira, who's a suru betruma, ain't odin, sha suru lakuna. All the more so is a suru lakuna. So the Bryce explains that the shonos of the psukim in Parsha Sota. It says in the Parsha Sota that when the husband warns his wife that she shouldn't have stira, it says, Vavra lav ruach kina v'kine yasisho v'hi nitma'a, o avra lav ruach kina v'kine yasisho v'hi lo nitma'a. So the pasuk sounds like it's talking about a case where the woman is v'hi nitma, where she's tameh b'taras vadai, and v'hi lo nitma, where she's definitely not tameh. So the Bryce says, I don't get it. Well, that's the Parsha of Sota, where you either know for sure that she's tameh, or you know for sure that she's not tameh. That's not the Parsha of Sota. The Parsha of Sota is where we don't know what happened. So what's the Pasuk saying exactly? Ma tameh lomar v'hi nitma'a. Why does the Pasuk say v'hi nitma'a, v'hi lo nitma'a? Which makes it sound like there are two cases. One where we know for sure she's Tameya, one where we know for sure that she's not Tameya. Im nitma'a lamashosa. If you know for sure that she's Tameya, why on earth is she drinking the water? The water is only there to be mevarer, whether she's Tahara or not. If you know for sure that she's not, don't have her drink the water. Why should she drink? And im lo nitma'a, and if you know for sure that she's not nitma, lama mashke. Why would we be mashke her the water? We know that she's Torah. You don't need to be mevar or anything. So it must be that the pasuk is not talking about a case where we know that she's Tameya or we know that she's not Tameya. It's talking about a woman that had stira. We're not sure is she Tameya or not. And therefore, maglucha kosov sha safek asura. That safek, that maybe she was nevelas after kinui stira, is such a strong suffix that it takes her out of her cheskas tahara, and we have to be mashka her in order to be mevarer tahara. And so long as she doesn't do that, she's going to be asura. So that's what the pasuk means to say. Not that we know bevadai, we don't know bevadai. Now it's interesting when the Gemara was asking us a question as if I know bevadai that she's temeya lama shosa. If I know bevadai that she's not Tameya, it should have said the same phrase, no? Lama shosa, right? If she knows that she's innocent, why is she drinking? But over there we don't say. We say lama mashke. Why are we mashke her? So in the Darkei David, he explains that if she's not Tameya, it doesn't say lama shosa, because it could be that she has a very good motivation to be shosa. From her perspective, if she's not Tameya, she might have very good motivation to be shosa, like Chana threatened to do, like we learned in the Gemara the other day, that a woman could say, look, if I know that there's a great bracha that's going to come. We learned in Daf Chavav that, you know, if she was Yoledes B'Tzar, she's Yoledes B'Revach, right? All these brachas, and if she was an Akara, now she's going to have children. So she may know 100% that she's innocent and want to drink anyway, in order to, from her perspective, in order to Menixav and Izra Zera, in order to be able to have children. Now the husband certainly doesn't have that kavana, because if he's not genuinely her, then it's not going to happen. It's not a real kinoy, and then the whole process doesn't work. He has to genuinely be choshed her. So Gemara says, why is he mashka her? But when she's nitma'a, you could say that the husband is mashka her in order to be makabal, that she should be makabal the onesh. But the Gemara is asking, if she's nitma, why would she be shosa? Meaning the husband may want to see her suffer, so he may want to be mashka her, but she wouldn't want to be shosa. So that's why it changes from her perspective to his perspective, depending on whether we're talking about where she's vade tmeya or vade Torah. Now the Bryce is mechadesh. Once we know these dinim by sota, mikana tadon l'sheretz. We can learn this or kavul chomer by any random suffik tuma, like suffik tumas sheretz. Ma sota shelo asaba shogeg kemezid. Just like by sota, we do not treat a woman who's nevelas b'shogeg like someone who's nevelas b'mezid. Someone who's nevelas b'shogeg does not become asur l'baila like someone who's nevelas b'mezid. And also va'ones karatzon. We don't treat a woman who's nevelas rachman al son ba'ones like someone who's nevelas beratzon, and yet asa basafek kevadai. If she had kinoy and stira, she becomes asura to her husband b'toras vadai. So we treat it like a vadai sheretz shasa b'shogeg kemezid by tumas sheretz, where it doesn't matter whether it's shogeg or mezid, and ones karatzon, and it doesn't matter whether the tumas sheretz happened ba'ones or beratzon. You're going to be just as tamei when it happens ba'ones as does beratzon. Eino din, she asked basafek kevadai. All the more so, we're going to treat a safek like a vadai. That in the same way that we're mesupak, whether she touched tumar taros, we're going to be knowing in the din of a safek and a vadai to be machzik the tumah. So we're going to treat the safek like a vadai when it comes to a sheretz as well. Meaning we apply the rules of safek tumah that we learned from a sota to a sheretz from a kal v'chomer. The Tosa Rush points out from Lashon the Brice, it sounds like the din of Safek to Masharetz is derived from a kal v'chomer from Sota. But if you look in Chul and Daftas, it's really Allah al Moshe Misinai that the din of Tumah should have the same din like Sota. And it's not really a kal v'chomer from Sota because there are a million pirchos you could ask on the kal v'chomer. It's a halacha to be metame Safek Tumah Bereshul Sayachin. And the Chum just found the smach to this halacha from the Lashon that we have by Sota, Vinistra v'inidma. And the Safek Tumah is. It becomes like the dinim of stira by a sota. So when it says kal v'chomer in our brayso, it's really lav davka. It's l'rav chadimilsa, but it's really all halach l'moshe misina. It's not really a genuine kal v'chomer. Now this idea of the way that tuma works, we spoke about this past Shabbos, right? That there's that beautiful Or Samech, the Or Samech in the very end of Hilchos Mikvaos, the very last Or Samech in Sefer Tahara, on the very last Rambam in Sefer Tahara, where the Rambam at the end of Hilchos Mikvaos talks about how Tumah and Tahara, it doesn't mean it's a physical dirtiness, it's not, Tumah is not some sort of tsoa or tit that you could just wash off your body, a mikvah is not something that physically cleans you, it's a spiritual Tumah and a spiritual Tahara. So he says, but we don't understand it's but remez yesh bedavar. There's some remez to that, that just like a person could be mitire themselves from tumah, from ritual impurity, they could also be mitire themselves from bad hashkafos, they could be mitire themselves from bad midos, and that's the limud that we take from that. So says Yar Sameach, what exactly is that limud? That just like tumah and tahara can change, so do you can change your hashkafos and your midos? You can change a million things. How do I know that, what exactly is the deeper connection? So that's what the Or Samech points out, that the deeper connection is that unlike when it comes to karbanos, you do an aveira, you chayav a karban, it's only if you did an aveira b'mezid or b'shogeg, but not ba'ones. If the aveira happened ba'ones, that's not, you don't have any karban for an aveira that was ba'ones. You don't need a kapara for an aveira that was ba'ones. But in the world of Tumah and Tahara, it doesn't matter whether it was ones or not ones. It doesn't matter whether it was your fault and you had a million excuses and it wasn't, and it was out of your control and you couldn't do anything about it. If a sheretz is dropped on you, you become tameh even though you had nothing to do with it. Someone attacked you and threw a sheretz on you. It had nothing to do with you, and someone was ma'anis you with the sheretz. You're still just as tameh. So that's what the Rambam is teaching you. If a person has the wrong kashkafos, a person has bad midos, he could have been raised in a terrible way, and he could have had bad parents, and he could have had bad teachers, and he could have been exposed in the greatest universities to these brilliant apikorsim who are super convincing. It doesn't matter if a person is apikaris bonus, nebuch apikaris zeich apikaris is also an apikaris, and he's faulted and he's responsible for fixing that as well. And that's why the Rambam is highlighting you can fix it because you need to fix those things anyway. Umakum shabasa. So now to learn the din that we're metame misafik, we should go learn mas sota rishus hayachid. Just like safik tumah v'sota, we only assume it's tame in a rishus hayachid. She only becomes asura when she has a stira, which means it's a rishus siyachid. Af sheretz rishus siyachid. So too, safik tumah by a sheretz is only in a rishus siyachid, not in a rishus harabim. The Gemara Maseches Nazir Daf Nun Zayin says, and rishus hayachid for these purposes is defined as two people, because sota is the bolal and the nevelas, and there's no third party there. So anytime time there's three people there, for Tumah purposes, that's called Rosh Hashanah. For Shabbos purposes, not even close, but for Tumah purposes, that's called Rosh Hashanah. Uma Sota Davar Sheish Bo Das Lishael, and just like by a Sota, we're dealing with human beings that you can ask them what happened, and they have Das. They may not be honest, but they have Das. Av Sheretz Davar Sheish Bo Das Lishael. So too, by the Savik Tumah Rosh Hashanah of a Sheretz, it has to be that it's some, that there's someone you could ask about it, that there's a person that has a chashash that he became tameh, where you could ask him, did you touch the sheretz or did you not? And if you don't know, it's a suffik tumah that's treated like a vadai. So, and the, so, or kalim or ochlim that a person was holding and there was a suffik, whether they became tameh, that's yesh bem dasli sha'el. Because when there was a leidas a suffik, the kalim were being held by a person who has das to answer our questions. But if you have a suffik that maybe a sheretz touched ochlim or kalim when nobody was holding them, when there were no human beings there, then it doesn't have a din tumah, because the whole din of Safek Tumah is derived from Sota. So it only works, Safek Tumah Shasiyach Tameh is only when it's Yesh Vodas Lishol, when there's a human being in the picture. Umikan Amru, and therefore the Brisa says, at the end of the day, it turns out as follows. Davar Sheyesh Vodas Lishol, if there's a human being in the picture of this tumah over here, so then it all depends where the tumah happens. Rosh Hashanah Tzveko Tameh, if the tumah happens in Rosh Hashanah, we derive from Sota that we treat it as tumah. Rosh Hashanah Tzveko Tar, if it happens in Rosh Hashanah, we learn from Sota that Tzveko Tar. But She'ein Bo Das Lishael, but if there's no human being in the picture, there's no one that you could ask that has any das, well then Bein Rosh Hashanah, Bein Rosh Hashanah Tzveko Tar. There's nothing to derive from Sota, and therefore both in Rosh Hashanah and Rosh Hashanah it's going to be Tzveko Tar, and we're not going to apply this principle of Safek Tumah Rosh Hashanah is Tameh. Okay, B'Shem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Rabbi Ishmael to try to figure out what that conversation was between Rabbi Ishmael and Rabbi Akiva. Everyone have a wonderful day.
Yeah, she gets awesome. Have a nice one.